Hi, this is a dictation for Gina Miller, G-I-N-A-M-I-L-L-E-R. Date of service is 5/29/2025. Date of birth is 10/28/1957. The date of accident is... is 7/25/2023, when she fell at a truck stop on a wet floor, which caused her the problems of pain in the neck and the lower back, with shooting pain to the right leg and left leg, and with positive MRI of multi-disc herniation at cervical and lumbar region. The patient was initially seen at Sparrow Hospital. She reports that she cannot sit, cannot walk, cannot sleep on the right side. She just went to Grand Rapids for her son's graduation for 2 hours, and the car has messed her up. The right leg is completely numb. Even sitting for 20 to 30 minutes and then standing leads to this numbness, tingling, and weakness of the right leg. Overall, the patient reports that she's seeing an arthritis specialist, Dr. John Kimpson, K-I-M-P-S-O-N, who's providing Lyrica pain cream and a Narcos for pain relief, and she's comfortably satisfied. She also has tried the pain gel and laser treatment and other medications. Overall, the pain is varying from 7 to 10, ADLs are 9. The patient do report 80% improvement overall, and the ADLs are described. The ADLs are at the, please review the chart. So it's for the system review. Additional issues, substance use, as well as the compliance system. Gina Miller physical exam is the same as previous visit, except the blood pressure is 132/75, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 99. The previous visit is 3/4/2025, dictation number 0309-013. Same findings. Plan is to continue the laser treatment, conservative treatment. The patient do not have a way to work on the claim for the fall, as the truck stop, people are not giving the information about the insurance. She also has had a tough time with her attorney, who is not taking her case and has wasted her time for all along without any significant relief. He has not filed any claim, not accepting her as a client. I have given two different attorneys' name in case she wants to pursue. Otherwise, we'll just treat it as a healthcare issue and bill the Medicare, because we do not know the solution for it. I told her that her MRIs are positive, and if nothing works, then we can be able to give a epidural injections to the lumbar region times 4, as well as the thoracic region, and also the cervical region. She has had multi-level disc herniation as described elsewhere, and that will be another option B for help. She will let me know how she wants to pursue, and how we'll see her in 30 days' time. Thank you.